that's just one of Aerosmith's smash hits that bassist Tom Hamilton helped write. And no doubt it's on the playlist for this week's concerts at the TD Garden. But chances are there will be some new sound too.
We finally have this album coming out, which is very exciting for all of us. And I think that's going to be the thing that's really going to bring us up to the next level.
Aerosmith, also known as the Bad Boys of Boston, has been together since 1970. And like most rock bands, not without struggles. All five members have been hooked on drugs or alcohol at one time or another, including lead singer Steven Tyler, whose addiction to painkillers in 2009 almost derailed the band after he fell off a stage in South Dakota, forcing them to cancel the rest of their tour.
We were devastated. I was actually home recovering from my second bout with cancer when I got that call that the rest of the tour had to be canceled. And the reason it was so devastating is because it's happened over the course of our career many times, and we don't have 30 more years for everything to come back together.
But it was the trigger for Tyler to finally seek help.
Out of nowhere, we got the news the same day as the public at large got the news that he was going into Betty Ford, and I was overjoyed. I never believed that we had played our last Aerosmith show, but it was as close to that as it's ever been. And I was overjoyed. So it was a relief for me to know that he was getting help.
It came at a price. Hamilton and the rest of the guys didn't speak to Tyler for 27 weeks, saying they had to get a message to him in a way he would understand. But by the time Tyler finally reached out and started talking about another tour, he had a few other projects in the works.
Oh, baby, you got so much of this and the drama and all that, but you got no notes.
Including taking a judge's seat on American Idol.
All of a sudden, we were out there in the middle of the tour. We're cranking along. Our vision of the band continuing is intact. And then we found out literally 3 days before he signed that he was going to do it. So there was a real element of shock there. And I'm this, like, happy-go-lucky guy, so I didn't really have a big reaction about it. But we started really thinking about what that meant.
They made it work. They are back on tour. The album due out in November. But it hasn't been easy, and the fractures may never completely heal.
Steven can be cruel, and he can be unreasonable. It's like riding the rapids, and we've learned how to do that fairly well. Because a lot of times, that his extremism will result in something being better than any of us thought it could be, you know, a song or a show or whatever we're working on. So, you know, there's always a balance. And, you know, just after doing it for so long, you start to gain wisdom and you start to know which things you should let bother you and which things you need to listen for the value in what's being said and move forward.
And Hamilton says he knows what makes the band work.
You need the real flamboyant Steven. And you need, you know, that ultra-cool flash Joe Perry, that character. But then these are gems, and gems need to be in a setting. And it's the whole thing, the whole picture, that really is the thing that's gone forward for so many years.
Emily Rooney, WGBH, Boston Public Radio.